When John F. Kennedy ran for president, some people asked whether he was too Catholic to be elected. Today, John Kerry is running for president, and some are asking whether he's Catholic enough. Polls show that most Americans want their president to be a person of faith. But does that mean allegiance to all church teachings? NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports on another flashpoint for theology and politics.
In 1960, John F. Kennedy set out to break a historic barrier by becoming the first Catholic in the White House. He won the backing of 8 out of 10 Catholics. But he also had a problem: Protestants. Scott Appleby, a historian at Notre Dame, says Kennedy knew he could not win the presidency if Americans thought he was a tool of the Vatican.
So he made it very clear in this famous speech in Houston that he would not be taking orders from the Pope.
I do not speak for my church on public matters, and the church does not speak for me. Whatever issue may come before me as president, if I should be elected, on birth control, divorce, censorship, gambling, or any other subject, I will make my decision in accordance with these views.
So he was the first Catholic president, prominent, attractive, intellectually very sharp, who made a clear distinction between his faith as a private matter and his role in public office.
Scott Appleby.
And that was very important in setting a precedent for Catholic politicians in the United States, from Kennedy to John Kerry.
Kennedy's challenge was to persuade voters that a Catholic could be a good presidential candidate. John Kerry's challenge is to persuade voters that this presidential candidate is a good Catholic. Kerry is reported to go to Mass regularly. He has been married twice, but his first marriage was annulled by the church in 1997 at the insistence of his then-fiancée, Teresa Hines, herself a devout Catholic whose first husband, Republican Senator John Hines, died in a plane crash. Kerry rarely speaks about his faith, an exception being a recent candidate debate sponsored by CBS.
I believe in God. And I believe in the power of redemption and the capacity of individual human beings to be able to make a difference because, as President Kennedy said, here on earth, God's work must truly be our own.
Kerry's work is cut out for him with Catholic voters. John Kenneth White, a political scientist at Catholic University, says in the 1960s, as more Catholics moved into the middle class, many became more conservative. By the Reagan years, only 46% of Catholics identified themselves as Democrats, down from 82% in 1960. Since then, White has seen a new type of divide, a values divide.
The basic division in American politics today is between those that on the one side believe in absolute truth, that there is a universal sense of right and wrong. On the other side of the divide, these folks like their morality writ small, meaning that my morality is for me, but not necessarily for you.
Those Catholics who hold to absolute truth follow the conservative moral teachings of the Vatican, and they overwhelmingly vote Republican, much as evangelical white Protestants do. But less Orthodox Catholics, sometimes called cafeteria Catholics, gravitate toward the liberal side of church teachings, just as many mainline Protestants do, on the death penalty, on social welfare and justice issues, on war and peace. For these Catholics, White says, John Kerry is a very comfortable fit.
2, 4, 6, 8. The Catholic Church is not a state.
Last week, some 300 people protested church doctrine on birth control in front of the Vatican Embassy in Washington. Frances Kissling was there. She's the president of Catholics for a Free Choice.
Catholics are no different than the rest of Americans. They vote on their pocketbook. They vote on economic issues, Social Security, Medicare, crime, education, and health. They don't vote on the abortion issue.
Surveys from Georgetown University show that the number one issue for Catholics in 2000 was the economy. Taxing, spending, and government programs came in second. Moral issues were a distant third. But tell that to the worshipers at the 8 o'clock Mass at St. Matthew's Cathedral in Washington. All but one interviewed there on a recent morning said they won't vote for Kerry. They said they knew he personally thought abortion was wrong, but that his stand on abortion rights had a larger meaning. Here's Philip Munoz, Cary Gress, and Ted Flynn.
It's really character and personal integrity. And a man who does not seem committed to his faith, I don't see why he would be committed to his ideas or necessarily even his country.
It seems that he doesn't take his faith seriously, and it's something that it seems like he's using as a political card instead of something that he deeply believes in and is committed to.
I would work very hard against Senator Kerry, because I think he is actually, from start to finish, a four-star phony.
Another early worshiper, Charles Lovelace, a union official, downplayed the abortion issue.
There is a vast array of other social issues for children, for poor people, for things that we Catholics stand for. And on practically every one of these other issues, he is the man.
Recently, John Kerry went to a Washington rally to receive the endorsement of Planned Parenthood and to call for a new America.
Where women's rights are just that, rights, not political weapons to be used by politicians in this nation.
Father Richard John Newhouse says with the Planned Parenthood endorsement, Kerry entered dangerous territory. Newhouse, who is editor of First Things magazine, says some politicians have tried to make a principled argument that Catholic doctrine can be reconciled with political governance. He says Kerry isn't even trying.
It's a very different thing when, as in the case of many of these politicians, they openly, publicly, persistently, and defiantly say, in effect, I don't give a damn what the church teaches. Here's the position I'm going to take.
In Kennedy's time, the bishops bit their tongue when they disagreed with him, but Kennedy did not have to deal with the deeply divisive issue of abortion. Today, the Vatican and some American bishops are cracking down on Catholic politicians on this issue, threatening to bar them from communion.
It would backfire in the most spectacular fashion imaginable.
Father Richard McBrien teaches theology at Notre Dame. He says American Catholics do not want religious leaders telling politicians what to do.
They can make statements all they want. They can express views on public policy issues. But as soon as they try to use their spiritual muscle, so to speak, to punish or to threaten political candidates and legislators or executives in their flock, then people would resent that, and I think it would indeed backfire.
Catholics have, in fact, become a key swing vote in national elections, one that Republican strategists think they can win, and one that John Kerry can scarcely afford to lose. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.